Hey there, thanks for joining me. This podcast is all about sharing positive advice and wisdom for daily life and recovery. In this episode, I'm going to share 8 effective ways to deal with cravings. Cravings for drugs and alcohol can be very, very powerful. Powerful enough to make you give up months of sobriety just for the promise of a single high. Although cravings do have the potential to cause a full relapse, they are a normal part of recovery. And there are lots of ways you can get by without giving in. So let's look at the 8 possible ways you can cope. Number 1 is find a distraction. When you're overwhelmed with a craving or an urge to use, it's helpful to find a distraction. You can go for a walk, call a friend, move yourself to a different environment, or enjoy a snack or a non-alcoholic drink instead. These types of simple distractions can get your mind off the craving and on to other things. Number 2 is do something active. Getting outside and doing something active is another great distraction that will help get your endorphins pumping and make you feel good. If you're not sure what to do, just try riding your bike, taking a yoga class, going for a run, or maybe walking your dog if you have one. Moving your body can help you forget about your cravings and find pleasure in something else instead. Number 3 is focus on the present. We all know it's way too easy to dwell on how great those drugs made you feel the first time or how much you have to lose if you relapse. Instead, try focusing on the here and now and nothing else. Instead of dwelling on the past or worrying about the future, think about your life now. How far you've come in recovery, and all the great things you've fought so hard to achieve in your sobriety. Number 4 is practice mindful thinking. Practicing mindfulness in recovery has tons of great benefits, but one is that it helps you fight through cravings and urges to use. Mindfulness allows you to recognize what's going on inside yourself, including your thoughts, feelings, and attitudes about drugs and alcohol. Whether you journal about it or set aside a couple minutes every day to meditate, being mindful can help you find balance even when you're struggling with your cravings. Number 5 is accepting them. This approach is called riding the wave. Accepting your cravings, urges, and emotions is another way to address them and prepare for future ones at the same time. By accepting what you feel and adopting a non-judgmental understanding of your cravings, you can learn how to better respond to them and reduce their intensity. By shifting away from the idea that cravings are a negative thing, you can explore their meaning and consider an alternative way of expressing them. This is something that your therapist, sponsor, or counselor may also be able to help you with. Number 6 is self-soothe. Take a bubble bath, get a massage, listen to music. These are all good ways you can self-soothe and practice self-care at the same time. Doing this can help relieve uncomfortable thoughts and feelings related to your cravings. Number 7 is develop a counter statement. Developing a counter statement can help you dispute and attack your cravings when they occur. An example of a counter statement could be, I've been here before and I can get through this again. Eventually, statements like this, with time, will help you reduce your cravings and their severity, and you'll be able to get through them more quickly without giving in. Number 8 is talk through it with your sponsor. When you're facing tough cravings and urges, you can always go to your sponsor and talk through it. If you're not in AA or a 12-step program, you may also go to a counselor, a therapist, or another trusted sober individual that can help. No one understands what you're going through better than your sponsor or another sober person, and these people are here to help you through this process. Cravings are real, they're tough, and they have the potential to do some serious damage, but you do have the tools and the ability to fight through them. If you have questions, comments, or you want to suggest a topic for our next episode, email me at kelsey.brown@novarecoverycenter.com.